everything with guys is code.
I can't.
Are you just learning this now? I feel like your whole world is just completely.
It has.
You realize guys only think about one thing.
This is you men.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Song Swap Showdown. We are super stoked to have you here today. And so that way you can check us out once again, having another musical throwdown between a man and I. We are so pumped. We have got a very, very tasty, very tasty show for you all today. Boy, oh boy, this was fun putting this show together, let me tell you, this week, because, I mean, the amount of comments we got in our Facebook group and online, and everybody's got so, I mean, this is a topic that everybody, I think, knows really well, of course, and we're going to dive into it in just a little bit, but we want to say welcome to all of you, everybody right now who's checking out the show live, checking us out on Facebook, checking us out on YouTube, checking us out on Twitch and Twitter. Sometimes I think we're going out to Twitter today. So welcome to all of you checking out the show live. And also welcome to those of you who are checking out the show wherever you get podcasts, or on demand over on YouTube, where you can listen and or watch all episodes of the show, plus our video highlights and music video reaction videos and all kinds of fun stuff we drop over there. We're so happy that you could join us, and we are just pumped. If this is your first time checking out Song Swap Show, I'm checking out our little show. Well, how the show typically works is Amanda and I am Chris, that is Amanda, and every week we swap three songs each with each other that we don't think the others heard before. And the songs that we swap are all based on a theme that is selected by spinning the wheel of themes at the end of every single show, which is all show themes put together by me and Amanda and also our amazing, loving community. So it's loaded. The show, the wheel of themes is loaded with all kinds of show topics, and that is spun at the end of every single show. We then rate those songs on a sliding scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being a dumpster fire of a song. Out of here. Song stinks.
Away.
It stinks. In our eyes, it stinks. All the way up to 5 records, which is heavenly music to our ears, going on the eternal playlist. A playlist. That means that is a song we will never get sick of, no matter how many times we hear it. It will always be 5 records. Just heavenly music to our ears. Absolutely. So that's how that works, everybody. Did I leave anything out, Amanda?
Man, you were like, boom, 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 boom. Tasty.
Well, you know, I'm so like excited to get to our songs, because this is like super exciting stuff today. And by the way, I do want to say, because we did this last week, and between, honestly, it's been 1 week, right? And this is just to go show how, this is how crazy things can happen in 1 week. But I want to share this really quick. For those of you watching the video version, so if you're listening to the audio version, please go over and watch the video version. But once again, another jump. We got to thank everybody once again who is subscribing to our YouTube channel, because, let me see. Look at this, Amanda.
Let's just call it 1.4.
Let's call it 1.4, because I think we're like only like 2 away. 1,400 subscribers to our YouTube channel. Holy smokes.
Listen, I got some other stats this morning.
Holy smokes. You guys are awesome. Awesome.
You are. And I've got other stats this morning, too, because I was just blown away when I was checking us out. Our IG jumped to 1,564 followers. Our Facebook is up to 1,237. Our YouTube, like we just said, is up to 1.4. TikTok needs a little help at 212. But listen.
Yeah, that's all right.
Every time we open up our apps, it's like growth, growth, growth. And we're like, oh my gosh, we got new friends. We are so excited. We do not take it lightly.
No.
And you guys are getting us to where our dreams are going. It's just mind-blowing.
It's absolutely mind-blowing. And we are so appreciative. So welcome to all the new friends
so many
of the show. We're so psyched, and just thank you so much for taking the time to hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button wherever you're checking out the show, because as we always say, it makes a big difference in not only our lives, but all of your favorite creators. So please, please go around the horn, hit the like and subscribe button for our show, and then everybody else that you're following, listening to, watching, consuming their content, please do the same. It makes a huge, huge difference in the lives, and I'm just blown away. So thank you all so much for doing that. So,
and speaking of friends, let's check in with some older friends.
Yeah, we've got a lot of friends. The chat is on fire.
Years. Yes, let's say hello.
Let's say hello. So Mr. Dave Mattingly saying, good morning, Swappers.
Good morning,
Dave. Dave Mattingly, our VIP supporter over at buymeacoffee.com. If you'd like to be as cool as Dave, head over to our Buy Me a Coffee and feel free to support the channel. Thank you, Dave, so much. We love you. His recommendations for me, because Dave always comes in every week when he watches the show and gives recommendations for me and for Amanda to check out based on a theme. So, and once again, Dave does not disappoint with amazing deep cuts, by the way. So follow Dave on social, because if you love music, Dave is your music lover. He drops deep cuts all the time. Anyway, so his recommendations for me this week are Beck, Satan, Give Me a Taco. I know that Amanda's favorite food.
I love tacos so much.
She loves tacos. Carolina Chocolate Drops, Cornbread and Butter Beans, and Reverend Horton Heat, Let Me Teach You How to Eat. All good ones, and the only one I've heard here is Satan, Give Me a Taco, so I am definitely going to check out these other two, Dave. Thank you. And then, of course, he's got some picks for Amanda, my recommendations for Amanda. Dawes, A Little Bit of Everything, Dead or Alive, Cake and Eat It. Wow, Dead or Alive, Dave. Love it. And Godly and Cream, Snack Attack. Love this. Love
all
this.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All amazing.
Absolutely. And our friend from down under, Ian, who it is nighttime for him. And last week we kept him up really late
until
pretty much the next day. Mr. Ian from Australia, he's saying, good evening, Dave. And by the way, if you guys follow the chat, please get in there, because the conversations between Dave and Ian are amazing. So thank you, sir. Dave saying, good day, mate. Dave, my mouth is watering already. Scott Rewalk, good morning, Scott. Good morning. Good morning to you, sir. And yes, the reason why we're saying good morning is that the show streams live on Monday mornings at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We know that time doesn't work for everybody, but we do try our best, which is once again why you can check out the audio version and the on-demand version and all that stuff. But if you can join us here live, we do appreciate it, and we promise you we'll have a lot of fun. I know. Here we go. I knew this was going to be controversial with one of my picks. Chris, instead of hot dog and a shake, I'd have gone with Ice Cream Man. I know. Dave, you're not the only one I caught this from. But once again, I was trying to go with songs I don't think Amanda's heard before, and I wasn't sure. So we will get into it. Mr. Mark Ronick checking in. Great friend and sponsor of the show. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We love you, buddy. Thank you for checking in with us. And Ian, there are other things on YouTube? Nope.
Not at all.
Just Song Swap Showdown. That's it.
Plenty of episodes and additional content to binge watch. Oh. We are now binge watchable.
We are binge watchable. We literally have, I can say, hundreds of episodes of the show on YouTube, on top of all our music video, reaction videos, and other highlights from the show we pull out. So, and believe me, Amanda and I have a lot more in the hopper. It's just getting to it all and putting it all out. But yeah, please stay tuned. There should be some stuff dropping this week on the channel for sure. All right, Amanda. Whew, so much
housekeeping done.
Let's talk about today's episode. Spun on a wheel of themes, and the wheel it had chosen. It's on the wheel. The wheel is chosen. What food is today's theme? If you haven't guessed it.
It's all about the food. And I could not have been giddier and happier and more excited, I think, than any episode we've ever done than to do a food episode. And I had my songs to Chris by Tuesday. Like, normally it's a Friday, Saturday type thing sometimes if it's a real hard decision maker.
Right.
No. I was like, Tuesday, boom, we got it.
That may have been the fastest you got me songs.
1,000,000%.
I was like, whoa, you got me your songs already. Holy. I'm like, Well, I could. You could still change them in the last second, but no changes. I was like expecting some audibles to come in. No audibles, no changes. You stuck with it. You rode with this list. So
I rode with this list, and you know what? There's a lot of good songs about food, but these ones, I was like, I felt really convicted about these ones.
Yeah.
And man, a song swap showdown about food, like songs and food. What more does the human being need?
It's I mean, it's the perfect blend. The perfect blend. Yeah. And I got to imagine, because, you know, listen, we do this every show. And now that I have the newer one, this is Amanda. And actually, it probably wasn't even this hard. I think we made it look harder than it really was. But this is, you know, by the way, for those of you listening, I have this graphic I show of, you know, if you watch any detective show or any shows, it's that murder board, right? Trying to figure out, solve the crime.
Dun, 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 dun,
and so, Amanda, this is the workings of Amanda's head. Plus what happens when I try to figure out if Amanda's heard a song or not. So
yes,
it's a good representation.
It's identical.
Identical.
If anyone ever cracks open my brain, that's the picture they'll see.
That's it. That is,
like,
that
strings
is.
Strings aren't supposed to be in heads.
That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. So, man, oh man. So, all right. So we've got, I think, really good playlists for each other this week. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Once again, very eclectic, all over the place.
Yeah.
I put a ton of time into this, into my playlist. And yes, I know there's going to be some controversy, but the goal of the game, because honestly it is a game, it's a little bit of a game, is to try to figure out if Amanda or I, and that's the thing with the plays, have we heard the songs before. Mm-hmm. And listen, it happens. Amanda's stacked her list the last few weeks.
It's,
you know,
so true.
With some well-known tunes that
guilty as charged,
which anybody would know. So it's mm-hmm. hard, and it's a lot of those songs are classics. But this week you have given me a list of songs I had not heard before. None of them.
I tried really hard to play a little bit closer to the rules this week because I felt like I was cheating the last few, I think.
You did. You did. And while I did know the artists, like I knew the names, I was like, okay, did not know the songs. And I was actually surprised by a couple of them. And the ones I gave you this week, I am very certain, I feel super confident you'd never heard any of them, including the one on that list. I go... And that was one where I asked...
Oh, no, I did know one.
Okay, so I bet you know the one, probably the last one, but
yes,
Rachel and I, my wife, because sometimes she gets involved in the fun with this, we're like, you know what? We're putting this on the list. We're going to go for it. We're throwing it on.
Yes.
It's a great song. It'll be fun to talk about. I think you may have heard it, but mm-hmm. we'll go with it. So, all right. So you confirm my... But it'll be a fun discussion.
It's okay.
Anyway.
It's okay. Yeah, it's only okay. fair that you get a little bit of a freebie this week.
Thank you. Thank you.
And based on Ian's suggestion, I don't know, probably 2 months ago, he started keeping track of the wins. And so that's when we implemented the scoring system. So we added that new element that the older episodes are not going to have if you're binge watching on demand.
Yeah.
But the most, I don't know, the last eight or so, maybe nine, we've started keeping score. And the scorekeeping has been so much fun. And I would argue I've been the pretty supreme winner, but the tides may change in the future if I start playing by the rules a little more.
It might change if you start playing by the rules. stop dropping hits.
I know.
So yeah, real quick, just want to say hello to our friend John Pica checking in, host of Back of the Cereal Box and about 1,000 other podcasts. No, but
no
seriously,
kidding.
he's got a great podcast network. So check it out, Back of the Cereal Box. I love that show. Try to catch it live on Saturday mornings. That's just one of his many shows. Check that out. And Mark Rana coming in now. What's funny is I've got to ask you this, because this was on my list originally, Amanda, and I did take it off to make some room because, you know, only three songs.
Yeah.
But Mark Rana checking with, for Amanda, I recommend Peaches by Presidents of the United States of America. Amanda, do you know this song?
I feel like I should by you asking me that. So how does it kind of go?
You've never heard. Okay, hold on. Let me
let's,
cue it
let's,
up.
Let's
let me let me cue out. It up for you a little bit. It's, you know what? This is one. It was on my list, Mark. It was on my list. So let me cue this up.
By the Presidents of the United States.
Yeah. Here we go. Little.
Oh yes, I do know that song.
You do know this song. The Peaches.
Yeah, I do know this one.
To the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Okay. I'm
moving to the country. All right, so you do know this song. All right.
I don't really like peaches, though. Do you like peaches?
I do like peaches a lot, especially grilled.
Oh, maybe I would like them grilled.
Yeah, you got to grill them. Like, they come out great. And, you know, and you don't have to do them this way, but there is a fun alcohol way to do them with, like, a little bit of rum or a little, like, kind of like a bourbon. And put them on or soak them in that and then put them on the grill. So there's a few ways you can do it. Or you could do like a nice like brown sugar with like butter and put that on top and like let it grill.
Acorn squash. So,
yeah, kind of like acorn squash. Okay. Peaches are great. Yeah. Dave, it's hard to go wrong with the presidents of the United States of America. Yep, I agree. Very, very cool band. Very weird band, by the way. If you listen to their history, it's like they're like a band that doesn't. These guys look like they could fix your computer or something like that. They don't really look like a band.
I'm going to admit something out loud that I really should keep in my head.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to regret this, but you're going to hear it first.
Here we go.
I know. I was in my late 30s. Listen to that. In my late 30s when I realized that POTUS stood for President of the United States.
Okay.
And it wasn't until Dave just said that comment that I was like, all right, that triggered the memory. Triggered the memory that now I know what that meant. Where if that would have been like 5 years ago, I'd have been like,
yeah.
What did that stand for?
What did that stand for?
I love politics too, which is so interesting that why I never was taught what POTUS means.
Okay.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know. And you know, there might be a viewer, a listener that didn't know that that's what it stood for, too. Probably unlikely.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Dave said, just wait until you figure out SCOTUS.
Oh, Supreme Court of the United States.
Oh, all right.
Because once I knew one, like, you go down the rabbit hole, or like the rabbit hole of what they all mean. So.
Right. Okay.
Who knew that Mark Ronick's suggestion of peaches would land on this conversation?
Exactly. Exactly. So listen, one more thing before we dive into it, all right? Because there's another, we just have to clear the air on this, because one of probably the most number one requested songs, or I should say requested, recommended songs for our food show, was not on either of our lists. And I knew I wasn't going to do it because I was like, okay, once again, you know, it's when I'm trying to figure it out, like songs you don't know, right? Mm-hmm. Songs I don't think you know. And I know you know this song and you know I know that song. But let's just talk about it real quick. Cheeseburgers in Paradise, right? We have to just address this very quickly because it's a great song. And I think we should just give it an honorary rating, especially in light of the fact that Jimmy Buffett – as of the recording of this show, has moved on to the big paradise, eating all the cheeseburgers and margaritas that he wants.
Sing he's all about.
Yeah. So listen, if you don't know this song, but please go listen to it. I'm going to play just a little bit of it because it's a classic song. And I am not even a huge Jimmy Buffett fan, but boy, I respect the heck out of him. But I mean, come on. Made it nearly
7 to 8.
How do you not listen to the song and like have fun? Sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race. But if not, I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Yes, let's go. Zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat. But a what a fun song. Bun and a huge hunk of meat. All right. So great song. I mean, listen, you got it. For me, this is a 5-record song. I mean, we could go into the history of it and all that, but we have other songs to get into. But I did want to clear the air on this because I know everybody's probably, how do you guys not have Cheeseburger Paradise on your list? And the reason why is because, once again, it's songs we don't think the others heard before.
Yeah.
But it was one that got recommended so much by the community, which we appreciate because we always ask for recommendations. So there you guys have it. Cheeseburger in Paradise. I give it a 5-record. That's a 5-record song.
I agree. I second that. 5-record song. And there's something about when he says warm bun, I'm like, yes, the bun on a cheeseburger needs to be warm.
You got to have a warm bun.
You got to have a warm bun.
Gotta have a warm bun. So rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett. We love you, buddy. Thanks for giving us so much great music. Wanted to talk about that. Dave Manning say Jimmy Buffett finally found his lost salt shaker. Yeah, you're not wrong. Finally. Excellent, excellent. All right, so let's go into it. We got so many songs. We got six songs to get to. We're 20 minutes into the show. but we've been talking about music. We've been talking about music. So we've talked about two songs already.
So let me just start on yours. Because let's just say it's a quickie.
Oh, yeah. So this song, honestly, is for the pure comedy of it. I also love this band. I love it. See, I got my Milo action figure here.
Look at that.
Yep.
I love it.
I am a huge Descendants fan. I love the Descendants.
And the first song is I Like Food by the Descendants. And this song, this banger of a song, clocks in at 18 seconds.
Yep.
To the point where I had to make sure I had the right song. I was like, maybe I got to
connect. I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Like, maybe there's an extended version? Just a condensed? Nope. It was 18 seconds of pure, what did I just listen to?
How many times did you go back and replay the song? Just to be wait.
At least five in the beginning going, he couldn't have given me, this can't be the song. I kept thinking it was like a preview, you know, like how Spotify will do a little bit of preview if you share it with somebody. And I spent way too long trying to figure out
I sent you down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. So the serial killer board was full in action when I was trying to figure out where the rest of the song was to I Like Food by the Descendants. So listen, I mean, it's so short.
Should we play a clip? Play a clip. In fact, that's what Dave just said. Goes, Chris, play a clip of the song.
For time's sake, just a clip.
All right, just a clip.
You don't got time for any more.
I like food, food tastes good. I like food, food tastes good. Juicy burgers, juicy fries, too late, baby, brought me sun. Teenage girl with type of two, got my way or I'll eat too. I like food, food tastes good. I like food, food tastes good. Crimson dime back and eating. I like food, food tastes good. I like food, food tastes good.
Done. Like, and I was like, where's the rest? If I had video on me, it probably went of me absolutely looking around like, what happened to my music? Thinking something like the cord got pulled or my phone died.
Yeah. Well, you should. The original, I got to tell you, the original song I was going to send you by the Descendants is another food song. You want to hear it?
Sure. Is ready? It just a short?
Ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see. Oh, hold on. Here we go. Here it is.
Welcome to Dorina Central. May I take your order, please?
Yeah, I want. Do
you want Bill Sperm with that?
No!
So he's singing his order.
Yep.
So next time I go to McDonald's, I should go into some heavy metal order given.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, definitely some punk rock. Yeah, so, I mean, the Descendants are just, like, an amazing band. I mean, and they're write songs about everything, basically food and girls. That's kind of like being like, hey, I'm friend-zoned, but I really love you. A lot of their songs are around that, like, or, you know, you totally did me wrong. I can't believe you're my best friend. And that, like, a lot of that kind of stuff, like super heartbroken pop punk stuff. Pining for the love of a woman, and then food.
I mean, what more is there to life?
So many other songs revolve around food, and they do the classic, like, really short, funny, like, really funny. I mean, they literally have another song called All, and it's, like, 2 seconds long. I mean, it's just hilarious. But, I mean, most of their songs are definitely, like, you know, a minute and a half to 3 minutes long, but this was a fun one. I'm like, I gotta put I Like Food. I mean, that's it. I like food.
I mean, I guess I went about songwriting all wrong. I thought it needed to be like a 3-minuter. I stand corrected.
Ian checking in. Surely not enough time to digest it.
Gosh, they're coming in with some bangers this morning.
Yeah. I'm Scottish. I can't sing that fast. James from Across the Pod Sports Network. Thanks, James, for checking in. Yeah.
I was talking with James over the weekend, and he always says the word cheeky. And I was like, I need to bring the word cheeky back. So today I'm bringing the word cheeky to our podcast.
Bringing the word cheeky back. Dave Mattingly, Amanda has a cereal killer board today, as in cereal, bowl of cereal.
I love it with a C. Yeah. I love it. You guys are so smart.
Sung, welcome to the jungle. Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order, please?
Welcome to McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
These are great today. So, Descendants, I like food. Released in 1981, by the way, going all the way back to 1981. Okay. Amanda, see, you're having so much fun with this song.
It's dumb how much fun
right. this song is. That's the point. That's the point. Mission accomplished.
And you know what? It checked all the boxes. I mean, what more is there to say about food when you just love it? I like food.
I like food.
He said what he needed to say. So with that, I'm giving this song a 3.5 record rating.
That's pretty good. That's a lot higher than I thought you would give it. Yeah, it's fun.
I gotta give it credit. It's fun, it's creative, and it's literally out of the cereal box. Not as cool as Dave and Ian stuff they got coming in, but that's okay. I'm trying.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. No, I listen. Thank you for the 3.5. I'm glad you enjoy it. That song was added to this playlist specifically to make you smile and make you laugh, because that song is fantastic for that.
It confused me a little.
There's another song that you should listen to, which is slightly longer, called Coffee Mug. And that's the other thing. They write a lot of songs about drinking coffee. So it's coffee, food, donuts, and girls, women. Trying to understand why I love this woman so much, but she won't love me back, and we're friend zoned and all that kind of stuff.
I asked her out to coffee.
Yeah, exactly. lots of songs like that. So, all right, I will take your 3.5.
You're welcome.
The Descendants, I like food. We'll be right back after this quick break.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Don't skip. Let me interrupt the podcast that you're currently listening to with some blatant self-promotion. What do you get when you mix two Aussie mates, a splash of booze, well, more than a splash, and some microphones? You get Cheers Big Ears, hosted by myself, the Chad, and my mate, Matt, and sometimes, but more often than not now, my missus, Bobby. It's a podcast of adult beverages and not-so-adult conversation. It's not serious. Far from it. Well, except for that one episode, but that was just that one. We're available wherever you get your podcast fix. Cheers, Big Ears.
Entrepreneurs and small business owners, are you feeling overwhelmed by lack of capital, growth challenges, or personal branding? You are not alone. UCS Advisors is here for you. We're professional capital raising advisors committed to helping you secure funding and grow your business. Are you ready to impress investors? Check your investor readiness with our free 45-second quiz at ucsquiz.com. We believe in you. Visit ucsquiz.com and start your success journey. And remember, always be willing to achieve your greatness.
If you'd like to become a sponsor of Song Swap Showdown, just send us an email at info@songswapshowdown.com or use the link in our show notes. And now, back to the show. So, and also, by the way, everybody, for all the songs that we're talking about, even though we play clips on the show, definitely check out the full songs over on Spotify or anywhere you listen to music. Listen to full versions of these songs for as much as Amanda and I like to share songs, we hope that while you guys listen to the show, while everyone listens to the show, that maybe you're discovering some new music you haven't heard before and maybe becoming a fan of something new, like The Descendants, I Like Food, or maybe the next song I'm about to talk about, which is Amanda's first song to me, which was actually, I was surprised because I saw the name and I was like, oh, I know how this is going to go.
Boy, I know you did. Boy, I know you did. Yes.
Was I wrong? We're talking about Zach Brown and Sarah Bareilles, featuring Sarah Bareilles, doing Mango Tree. And I thought for sure it was going to be a typical Zach Brown number. And boy, it was not. It was not. This is funny, too. So it's kind of funny that this is coming off of his 2015 record, Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll plus Hyde. I'm going to go Jekyll and Hyde. Mm-hmm. Because this song is definitely, to me, a Jekyll and Hyde, considering what I thought it would sound like to what it actually sounds like. I mean, honestly, this is a swing song. It's a swing song, and I never thought in 1,000 years I would hear Zach Brown crooning doing a swing tune, like trying to and be like a Michael Bublé or like, you know, even like a Tony Bennett, like just crooning, like full on crooning in this.
Yes.
And Sara Bareilles, who's like got a phenomenal voice. I mean, she really does. And I don't know if she's still on that Broadway run of Waitress, which kind of wanted, I'm not a big, but I kind of wanted to see that. But I don't know if she's still on that. I don't know if that's still running or not. But anyway, which is funny because when she recorded the song, she was doing Waitress and they had to try to find time to, to do it because her schedule was so busy doing a show every two times a day. Yeah. How do you record a song with Zac Brown? But you know what? She did it. And according to songfacts.com, Sara Bareilles killed it, Zac Brown said to ToneDeaf.com. I love the way she sang it, her voice. She took the time out. She was doing a musical, and so took the time out from that to go over to the studio, and I was FaceTiming her while she was recording in the studio. You know, technology is a great thing.
It is.
It's like FaceTiming, trying to like produce a song. So I love it. And he goes on to say, I think she was a perfect person to have on there. Nico Moon and Anna Harwood started writing that song, and it was kind of a ukulele type, like a Jack Johnson-ish type tune, and it was cool like that. It was cool being islandly, but I was walking the beach when we were arranging the record, and I was like, man, what if Mango Tree was like a big band, like a juxtaposition of what the islandly thing is, and it was fun to see how a song could be like a big wedding song that could be done in coat and tails. And that's what I thought. I'm like, I pictured like Zac Brown, you know, because he's got and sometimes he has the big burly beard. Sometimes I'm like, I pictured him like you know, the old like, you know, tail coat tails and all that, and just being like that the Frank Sinatra style crooner. So, the song was surprisingly, I did not think it was gonna be this way. So it took me a little bit to like readjust my thought.
Sure.
But it was a fun song to listen to. I thought it was fun. It was cool. I was glad that it kind of subverted my expectations of what it would be. I was like, oh, it's a Zac Brown song, so it's gonna have that the country thing that Zac Brown does. With once again, I just want to say, I know I threw it out there. I threw my invitation out there over the summer.
Throw it out again. Do it again.
I'm gonna throw it out again. Like
yes.
I said, I'll admit, I'm not a Zac Brown uber fan in the sense of I listen to all his music and stuff like that. I've been getting into more of it, but I won't say I completely love it at all. But I will say, Zac Brown as a person seems like one of the coolest dudes to hang out with. And I don't know Zac Brown personally, and people may be like, I know Zac, whatever. But he just seems like the coolest guy. So I'm throwing my invite out there again. Zac Brown. I did this back in the summer, so maybe you'll hear this in the ether.
Yes.
If you ever want to come over anytime, not in a weird way, just hang out, you know, have some drinks, we'll throw some stuff on the grill, listen to tunes, we'll talk music, we'll get guitars out and jam a little. Like, I just want to hang out, dude. You just seem like a cool guy. So listen, open invite to Zac Brown. And you can bring the Zac Brown band too, whatever. Bring whoever you want. Just come over, we'll hang out, we'll chill out, we'll fire up the grill. Have some drinks, you know. I took the pool down now, so the pool's not there. So maybe you want to wait till it gets warm again.
Meet Chris under the mango tree.
That's right. You meet me under the mango tree. And like I said, it doesn't have to be weird. I just, you know, just want to hang out. We'll talk music.
You know
and
listen.
Have some drinks.
That football player, what is his name? He gave Taylor, or wanted to give Taylor, a little friendship bracelet.
Travis Kelce?
Yes, him. He wanted to give a bracelet to her with her phone number on it. So maybe we can do that for you to give Zac Brown, but with your address.
But that sounds weird. Now that gets in the creepy territory.
Do you think that's creepy?
I think it's creepy.
Okay, is there something different than the bracelet with your address that we could send him instead? Like maybe a beer? Maybe you can like send him some New Jersey beer with your address and be like,
maybe.
Hey, there's more where this comes from. Maybe still weird. I don't know.
Might still be weird. I think any way you say it, it's kind of weird. But
the invitation still stands.
But I can say it here because it may be less weird because I'm saying it like on our live stream.
Yeah. I mean, it's just an invitation.
Just an invitation. Just an invitation to chill out.
Just to hang out and chill.
Just to hang out and chill. It doesn't have to be anything crazy.
Maybe write a song or two. Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe. So anyway, Mango Tree. So let me play a little clip of Mango Tree for everybody out there who's like doesn't know much about this song. All
right, this shows his extreme vocal talent.
Take your time.
Yeah.
We got time to borrow.
I was so
I love you.
Like,
say that you love me too.
Serious Michael Bublé vibes.
We can turn the whole world upside down. Just us
jazz
two.
Hands.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody else will do.
I gotta find some Star Morales. Oh, there we go.
The day is getting older.
Voice is so good.
So
very great jazzy sound.
Higher than the stars above and fading.
It's a cute song. I will definitely say it's a cute tune. It's fun. I actually was like, man, I kind of want to hear a Zac Brown Christmas album now, but ooh, done in the swing style, kind of like how Seth MacFarlane did his like swing album, like Christmas, the like Christmas album. It's all like swing and crooner style.
Does I think I'd like this.
I don't know. Does Zac Brown have a Christmas record? We have.
We got a Google machine that I know we're deep in show, but you
all
know
right.
What?
So why don't you Google machine that while I give my rating? So
okay, because
Google machine the Zac Brown Christmas album if it exists. So listen, all right, so what's my rating on this? So listen, I like the song, it was fun. It's not really a 4 or 5 record for me, but it's certainly not a 1 or a 2, and it's definitely above a 3. So I know you gave I Like Food a 3.5, but I would put this slightly higher than that. I'm gonna put it at a 3.7. I think it's a fun song. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. It did take one of your statements. It didn't offend me.
And you know what I really enjoyed about this was I was hoping that it would give you just that different level of, I don't know, intrigue about Zac Brown. Going, man, he is so intriguing. Because I know you really dig him as a person. I was like, one day I'm going to give you that song that you're like, I'm now a fan.
Listen, I've been listening to more and more, and I guess maybe you could say but I don't know like every song. Like, I'm not like this Uber fan where I know all right. Zac Brown's catalog and things like that. So, but I do have a lot of respect for the guy, and I think, and I like that he's obviously a metal dude too. So there's that.
Well, listen to this. So I Google machined the Zac Brown Christmas, and it actually has. I don't know if he has an album, but he does have. It is Zac Brown featuring Sarah. So she's on it as well, Christmas Tree. And I suspect it has a similar sound to What Mango Tree, because they just sounded so smooth together.
So it's called Christmas Tree.
Christmas Tree. And it even has a really cool, like, mid-century, a cover that we would both appreciate.
Here we go. All right. Let's take a quick peek into this one.
Oh, we're going to play a little? Oh, my gosh.
Just a little bit.
That's Tree
to the rhythm of the time.
There you go.
Tomorrow.
Oh, maybe they just replaced it with Christmas Tree. Meet me under the Christmas tree.
Take your time.
Stop it.
Because we got...
They replaced it.
This is so great.
I love you. Say that you love me too.
Wow.
We can turn the whole world upside down.
Yep, underneath the Christmas tree instead of the mango tree.
How perfect.
Wow, I really didn't know that. I just brought it up, so. And everybody's probably like, dude, how do you not know that? And I'm like, well, we now know.
We now know. When you... No better, you do better.
You know what? I love this. 2 for the price of 1. Hey, Sarah, while you're at it, let's just rip a Christmas version of this song.
Now, whoever thought of that, genius.
Genius. Love
because
it.
Because that's exactly what I wanted out of that song. And it was exactly what I got.
Yep.
Exactly. Get it?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
We're on a roll today.
On a roll. All right. So I 3.7 records for Mango Tree by Zac Brown, and you have given, just to recap, Descendants, I Like Food, 3.5. Amanda, let's get into song number 2.
Let's do it. Hot Dog and a Shake by David Lee Roth.
Yes. So I know the controversy of this. Everybody was screaming, and it did show up on the community suggestions. Once again, everybody was like, Ice Cream Man, you got to put Ice Cream Man on there. And I was like, I want to put Ice Cream Man on there.
Did we have Ice Cream Man one time when we did a summer?
I thought that we had did. That's what I thought, too.
Can you play
I thought
me a
that we had,
Ice Cream
I
Man?
Thought that we had done Ice Cream Man in the past,
like we did it for a summer one, maybe in season one. I'm gonna have to dive into that because every time I see that suggestion, I'm pretty positive.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Sometimes a bang needs some.
I'm pretty positive we could just like a season one.
That's what I thought.
Now sometimes a bang needs some to keep you cool.
We'd have to go back and look.
Yeah.
All the
better look out now, though. Dave's got something.
So all right. So David Lee Roth. So this, I gave you this song because it's a obvious. I knew there was 100% you were not going to have heard this song, and quite frankly, most people have kind of forgotten about this song because David Lee Roth's first solo record, which is by the way, Eat 'Em and Smile, is phenomenal. Phenomenal solo record. His solo record after he left Van Halen dropped in 1985, pretty much 1 year after he left Van Halen, and that record is phenomenal. It's so good. Then his second record came out, Skyscraper. Not as good. Not as phenomenal. It's got some good spots on it, but not overall. It's not as good as Eat 'Em and Smile. However, all the same musicians are on Skyscraper. Steve Vai, Billy Sheehan, Greg Bissonette. Awesome. The David Lee Roth band for those two records is just outstanding. Really great. I love Steve Vai. Such a great guitar player. Anyway, Hot Dog and a Shake, though, on this record has always been a standout for me because David Lee Roth, if anything, the guy's an entertainer. He's a showman. And the lyrics are corny as hell, but it's a fun song. It's just stupid fun. So hence, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with something not as mainstream. Everybody's going to be screaming, how come you didn't put Ice Cream in? Dave, thank you. Why didn't you put Ice Cream in?
You scream Ice Cream. They all scream for Ice Cream.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Hot Dog and a Shake, David Lee Roth off of Skyscraper. And that's why it's on the list.
Well, and as I was listening to it, I was like, is this kind of meaning what I feel like I think it's might meaning? Like, it was kind of scandalously, like, sexual, I thought.
Oh, of course it is.
And so I was like, I have a suspicion this is not about hot dogs and shakes.
Well, I'm going to be Amanda.
Yes.
Most food songs, except I like.
No. Food. No.
Most food songs.
You're lying.
Especially when written by men.
Stop it.
Have an innuendo to them. Amanda. Just saying. Not every song. I'm not going to lump every food song, but most of the time, especially in David Lee Roth's case. And even, by the way, my third song to you. It's all innuendos. It's all innuendos for, you know, some non-food related activities. Or maybe food's involved. I don't know. Depends on what you're into. I don't know. Yeah. Dave. It was kinda.
Kinda.
Who
knows?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I did Google machine it songfacts.com after my suspicion of, I was like, I feel like this is not about hot dogs and milkshakes. And it definitely kind of went along those lines that it wasn't. So, but it's catchy.
Like I said, it's corny, but it's fun. I mean, yeah, come on. It's David Lee. If a David Lee Roth isn't singing some kind of innuendo about girls in some way, shape, or form, it's not a David Lee Roth song.
I feel like, well, this song and then your last song is clearly about it, but
100%.
I'll get into that a little bit later. It just really shows like the power of women.
Listen, there are so many classic songs. Amanda, you're gonna have to go back and start, because a lot of the times, once again, you know, the best way to cloak a message is to embed it in something that people would not suspect.
10-year-old Amanda singing it out of the top of her lungs, not
and
realizing.
Food is one of those things. You can go back to the history of food songs, and you're going to look at some of those lyrics a little bit differently.
My life is ruined.
Oh, Amanda. Yeah. Chris, it's not just food song. Anything written by any man is driven by innuendo. like Robin Williams taught us in Dead Poets Society, language is invented to woo women. You know what? Dave, you are spot on with that comment. Yes.
You men.
Men will write anything if there's a chance that it may woo a woman.
Well, I mean, I suppose it's a good strategy.
Yeah. In the UK, we had the fast food song. Amanda would love it.
I will have to Google machine from, that one.
James coming in from that one for that one.
Good morning, James, again.
So right. I don't know. I don't know why you're so shocked about this, Amanda, but I feel like I kind of burst your bubble a little bit. I don't know.
You men. You know what's going to kill me is we're going to do a clip of this and we're going to put it on the YouTube and all of the men that follow are going to be just pumping the comments of all the songs that I didn't know were songs about sexual things. They're just going to have a field day.
Food and sexual innuendo. There you go.
They're going to have a field day.
Yeah, this is going to be that YouTube
clip. All the songs for me.
This is going to be that YouTube clip. Songs Amanda didn't realize were just innocent food songs, but are actually innuendos for something else.
You mean it wasn't about a hot dog and a shake? Like, that's going to be the title.
Oh, that's good.
My life will never be the same.
Should we hear a little bit of hot dog and a shake?
Play that catchy ditty about hot dogs and shakes.
Come on, this is fun.
It is fun.
Shimmy across a burger shop floor.
I've never seen a woman move so slow. I'm dying rich right by the seat of my pants.
I think it's Steve Vai, that's so great.
Make a leap with a dance, yeah. Here's one with a girl. Whoa. One shot with a real girl, girl. Woo. Just one of your tears.
Hot dog and a shake.
She's moving so slow across the floor. Like, she is not working for the tips. Is what my first thought was. And then I'm like, no, she is working for the tips.
She's moving across. She's nice moving and across slow. Nice and
slow shimmying, making that money, honey. That's what it is. I was like, girl, get those burgers on the table. Nope. She knew exactly what she was doing.
She's taking her time.
She's taking her time making the dimes.
That's right. So
that girl knew it. She knew what she was doing. All right, so where do I rate this catchy song that's not about hot dogs and actual shakes?
Won't you be surprised that maybe if David Lee Roth gives an interview, he's like, no, this is like I love hot dogs and I like milkshakes.
It's... Me too, David. All right, where do I rate this?
Where do you rate hot dog and a shake? I mean, listen, it's not Ice Cream Man. I know everybody, it's not Ice Cream Man.
But you know what? It is catchy. It is about food. I'm going to be singing this tune in my head most of the day, because it is very catchy. And Mark is going to be like, what you singing, girl?
Singing, hot dog and a shake! Wow!
Whoa, Amanda! So I'm going to land it at a 3.9. I really did kind of dig it.
All right, a 3.9. I am glad that you like this. This is, once again, I swung for the fences with this one. Not a very big mainstream song. Little bit of a deep cut, but I feel like one of the standouts from Skyscraper for sure. That which everybody knows, you know, Just Like Paradise was the kind of the single and the MTV hit of this record. But the record, like I said, didn't perform as well as Eat 'Em a Smile. But man, I do like the song. It is a fun tune.
It's a fun ditty.
Okay. So speaking of ditties, before we get into your next song, I do want to take a very super quick break and just talk about, you know, our new friends over at the Music Rewind podcast, by the way, because we became Instagram friends with them. And boy, I love that they have got this great show, because I didn't even know about it until we started following each other on Instagram. And then I was like, boom, I got to check this out. And then we started talking to each other, because that's, you know, what other podcasters do. You immediately want to talk to each other. And we're like, hey, let's swap promos. Let's talk about each other's show on our show. So I am so happy to talk about it. And by the way, last time we did it, I talked about Kiss Destroyer. And they have an episode on Kiss Destroyer. So this is why you have to check out the show, because really everyone has a favorite album. When we talked about it, you know, Kiss Destroyer was the first record I ever bought as a kid and still is one of my favorite records of all time. And so you guys know the one, that one record that totally kicked it off for you. The one that requires the windows down and the volume all the way up, like hot dog and a shake. Hot dog! I'm gonna shake. Or you turn it up Carpenter's to 11.
Christmas Story.
Or the Carpenters.
Christmas
Merry
portrait.
Christmas, darling. Turned up to 11.
Yes.
Windows down.
Down.
July 10th. 95 degrees outside.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Life changing.
Yeah. It's those songs and albums, the ones that make you dance and reflect, the perfect headphone record or desert island disc. I agree with that. There are so many good just headphone records for sure. Yeah. It's the one that sets you on a lifelong path of being a music fan. And so you guys definitely want to check out the new podcast. It's called Music Rewind, told by fans to a fan. Each episode, they tell the stories and memories of your favorite albums. I know Amanda already has a request in for Christmas Portrait. Please, Music Rewind, make Christmas Portrait happen. You will make Amanda a fan for life if that happens.
Life.
You will have the biggest fan in Ida, Michigan.
Like, I don't know who lives in Michigan, but our downloads are exceptionally well there.
Yes, Ida, Michigan is a hot spot for us. So join host Steve Epley as he sits down with guests and fans just like you to talk about their favorite album, how they discovered it, and what makes it special to them. Music Rewind is available on all podcast platforms, and you can visit them at musicrewindpodcast.com. That's musicrewindpodcast.com to stay up to date on upcoming episodes, bonus content, and more. You may find yourself remembering your own favorite album or discover a special one that passed you by. As host Steve likes to say, listen to the full album. I like to say that too. Very well said, Steve. Listen to the full album.
So Owen was so cute. We went to look at records yesterday because he's getting into records. He's like, I wish we had a very cool used record store here. We don't. So we were just looking at the pitiful selections we have. And Owen said, he's like, Mom, how could you like skip songs on records? And I said, no, Owen, you had to really listen to the full record. So it's funny that you bring that up. And that was part of, I think, why people, it was so meaningful when they listened to that album. It wasn't just the song, it was the album, because the album was beautifully orchestrated to kind of play out a certain way. It's very intentional. And so I thought that was really cute. I'm excited that Owen's going to now start experiencing
that's
records.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Super yeah. Fun. I think that that's a great way to listen to music. I mean, you know, it's great. Your technology is great. I love Spotify and all these other music platforms. Yeah. But there is something to me, and obviously we grew up with it, about flipping a record, you know, turning a record on and listening to side A and flipping it over to side B. And it really is a journey. And these albums were sequenced and thought out pretty well.
Yeah.
How they would play out and go from song to song. So I've always loved listening to albums all the way through. It is definitely an experience. And that's why I think that this podcast is really cool. So check out Music Rewind. And yes, listen to the full album. And you can skip a song, but it's like kind of hard because
that's what I said.
You scratch the record.
Yes. I'm like, you can pick the needle up, but it's going to get you in the ballpark.
Yeah. It's not, you got to have a real steady hand. It's like you got to have surgeon's hands, you know. For sure. All right, real quick before we dive in, back into it, we got a couple funny comments going on here in the chat. Man, the comments are on fire today. Amanda didn't realize the sexual innuendo when she said cheeseburger needs a warm bun.
I didn't, because I literally, when I hear that, I go, I won't eat a burger without a warm bun. Like, truly, I like a warm bun. And then all of the things I say are mistakes.
That's awful. Oh, I love it. Ian saying, believe it or not, Kiss will be playing the Australian Rules football game grand final on Saturday. That is awesome. Did not know that. And Dave saying, the first album that really spoke to me as a youngster was Alice Cooper's Love It to Death. Oh, yeah, great record. Yeah, I'm 18, School's Out, Dwight Frye. So, yeah, all that record's a 10 out of 10 record for sure. Very good. All right. Song, your song two. Your song two to me. Amanda Sharp. Now, we're talking about ditties. This is 1,000% a ditty. And Amanda knows, she knows me. This is why, you know, even though I was like a little unfamiliar with the song, but I was like, I know that, you know, I have a soft spot for Kacey Musgraves. Mm-hmm. So she knows Kacey Musgraves is a bit of a guilty pleasure for me. The one record that she did, I absolutely love that record. I think it's really well done. So this came off of this song that we're talking about is called Biscuits. And this this came off of Pageant Material, released in 2015.
Such and a good album.
Such a good song. How funny is this song? I mean, the song itself is just such a fun ditty. But I mean, the best line of this song is, "Mind your own biscuits, life will be gravy." And I love this song because not only is it fun to listen to and super cheeky. But I mean, the lyrics are, you know, it's actually a very positive song. And I like the message behind it. And I like, once again, the use of food to tell a message. It's no hot dog and a shake, but it's.
Which all of my songs were not like, they're just about food.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Or mango trees. I mean, it was kind of, you know, you're kind of.
Well, meet me under the mango tree.
Meeting under the mango tree, but not like.
Yeah. I think it is.
It's a good honeymoon song.
Meet me under the mango tree. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
But they sing it so well.
So this song's cute. I don't know. I mean, it's you know, I have a sweet spot for Kacey Musgraves and her voice. I love her Christmas record, by the way. I think it's so much fun. it's one of
Willie
the ones
Nelson's
I've been listening
on
to.
There a lot. Yeah, their relationship is so interesting to me. I love it.
Yeah, and I think that, and the one thing I like about Kacey Musgraves is she definitely comes off as sort of America's sweetheart, but she definitely she lets it all fly. She writes songs about everything that she wants. She's not afraid to talk about all the things that she's into and the things that she enjoys, including, like, you know, partaking with Willie Nelson and you know, getting high under the Christmas tree and all that kind of stuff. I love it. I think it's hilarious, because she definitely does come off as like sort of like the girl next door and that's sort of her wholesome image. But you know, when you listen to a lot of her lyrics, it's She has a lot of fun. And I think the song is great. I mean, it's super cute. How could you not listen to the song and not get into it? So let me play a little bit of Biscuits here. Let me get a little bit of this. I mean, it's just, this is 100% a ditty.
Nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Yeah, I like this.
Just hold your own rope and raise your own babies. Smoke your own smoke and grow your own daisies.
Great.
Bend your own fences and own your own crazy.
All right.
Mind your own biscuits and
life will be gravy. It's so good. All right. So real quick, before we go on, I got to clear this up because I you know, we say this a lot on the show, and some people get it and some people don't. And I got it. And I have to do remember that our friends across the globe, some songs we say here in America mean something completely different in other countries. So, yes, I see.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Diddy means something else in the UK. Just saying, my wife was like, what did they just say? So, yes, I get that. I understand that. So I'm going to clarify here. Diddy, as in D-I-T-T-Y, a music ditty, right? So basically, in America, a music ditty means it's like a really simple tune, right? Something that's really easy to sing and actually, you know, can even help put a child to sleep and all that stuff. So it could be a very simple song, nursery rhyme, or even a theme of your favorite TV show. Ditties are easy to learn and fairly short and effortless to sing. That's what we refer to oftentimes as a song ditty on here.
Oh, gosh.
Ditty in some other parts, it means something completely different, and I get it.
Goodness.
And for those of you listening, you guys can go look it up yourself. You all know how to use Google. Look it up. But for the purpose of this show, we say song ditty, which is D-I-T-T-Y, as opposed to how James is spelling, which is D-D-Y, D-I-D-D-Y.
The stuff we learn from across the pond.
Or D-D-I, but we're saying D-I-T-T-Y. Big difference. Just saying. I want to put it out there. So for everybody who's been listening to the show and been like, wait, what? Like James' reaction, like, what did you guys just say? What did you just say? That's the difference. A song Diddy, D-I-T-T-Y, means a very simple song, which is what we're referring to when we talk about Biscuits by Kacey Musgraves. It's a very simple, easy to sing song. Very memorable. Amanda's face right now is, I mean, please, I hope you guys are all watching. This in itself is going to be a clip, by the way. This is a clip where we're going to get like all the comments of people like just ripping.
Do you know? Well, you do know. But the amount of times we've said the word Diddy on the show.
Yes.
Every episode for the last three seasons.
What a
great little Diddy.
Yeah. But that's the distinction.
We'll start going D-I-D-D-Y, Diddy. Yeah.
D-I-T-T-Y. Yeah. Song Diddy. A big difference.
There
are two different times of Diddy's in this world, and the D-I-T-T-Y refers to music.
We got our Diddy's right.
So, just want to make that clarification. This song is that, by the way. This song is great. It's fun. Bring it back. This song is great. I it's fun to listen to. It really is. I love that, you know, the whole line once again, the whole biscuits into gravy. Very funny. Yeah, life will be great. Mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. I think that's a good line. So it's very Forrest Gump.
Yeah, you know, because really.
It's very Forrest Gump.
Yeah, the rules of this world are simple.
Yeah.
You know, mind your own business.
Mind your own business. No, I love it. So listen, I would give this song, I'm going to give it a 4.0. Like, I am giving this a 4.0 as far as this
I did not think I was going to get a 4.0. I thought like comfortably middle threes.
No, so I think it's a fun song. I saved this song and this is just encouraging. This is like, once again, I just got to go and explore more Kacey Musgraves because I'm kind of been stuck on her, on the Christmas record let me get the name of the record. Yeah, Golden Hour.
Good too.
Love that record. So I'm kind of stuck in those two.
Sure.
But I got to explore some more of her other catalog. For sure.
So. Well, I receive your four records. Thank you.
You're welcome. Dave dropping gems in the comments. Today's episode brought to you by Diddy's and Buzz.
Who knew?
The rim shot. Right. I'm fired today.
This is the reality. Everyone knew this episode would go this way, but Amanda. And I was the most excited for the episode for the basic reasons it's about food, and I love food.
We're still talking about food.
We are. We definitely are. What an episode.
We've talked about food on every song is about food.
Every song, absolutely. All right, go into your third song to me, and one that I actually did know but didn't know that I knew until I pressed play. Okay. Cherry Pie by Warrant. And I wrote it on my list. I added it to our playlist, still not realizing. And then, as I always do, I start with my songs because I always love the shock of the flow. So I start with my first song. Listen,
love
to
the
three.
Shock of the flow.
I love the shock of the flow. And then when I got to that one, which was on the last of the list, I was like, oh, I know that song. And so I Google machined it. And sure enough, you know, that's a very sexual song.
She's my cherry pie.
But you know, according to Song Facts, it was interesting because while I think they appreciated, and you're going to be able to like clearly say it a little bit better, I think it was kind of one of those like, no, we're glad we did it, but this isn't what we want to be remembered for the rest of forever. Like, this was just kind of like a random fun thing that took off, but this is kind of a one and done. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, and actually the story behind this song is a little, it's very bittersweet in the sense that they, like, and this was actually on years ago, when VH1 did Behind the Music shows, and they did one on Warrant, and this was when Janie Lane was actually still alive. He's passed on at this point now. But in that episode, he talks about writing Cherry Pie, and when they turned in, because they had pretty much gone from like their first record, Dirty Rotten, Filthy, Stinking Rich, huge MTV darlings, you know, quote unquote hair metal, all that, like really big in the charts. And their next record was this record, which originally was going to be them starting to move away a little bit more from that pop, you know, image. They wanted to be more of a hard rock band, and their songwriting was going that way. And when he turned it into the record label, is like, no, just there's no hits on here. Like, there's no singles. You guys got to go back and write something. So they said, you have to go write something. So they literally, like, got holed up and, like, were like, well, we got to write something. And they wrote a song that was like, okay, this is what the record label wants. Like, just, like, exactly what it is. Like, and really super cheeky, very innuendo, and, you know, just stupid. It's a stupid song, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. And but now it's become that song that, once again, it's like we've heard this so many times in music history, right? The band very that iconic. Has the song that they feel like is going to be a throwaway song, or it's like whatever, bubblegum pop, and it turns out to be the song that the band is most known for. And in this case, Warren has got, actually, I like Warren. I think they're a really good band, honestly, and they are good songwriters. If you're into like a lot of that, like pop metal, hard rock sound, this song is now the song that they are known for forever and ever.
Yeah.
As the cherry pie band. But it's a fun song. It's a fun song. I mean, you know, and it's a song that's probably made them a ton of money. So it's like one of those things, you know?
It's been in too many TV shows and movies to count.
I mean it's that song. It's that song. You know, and so, and yeah, and the video's iconic, and Bobby Brown. I mean, it's, there's so many things about this song, and you can look this all up, and there's been stories ad nauseum about this song. You can watch YouTube videos all about this song. So, but at the end of the day, it's a very fun song. It's like how we talked about Break Stuff last week, right? Limp Bizkit. It's such a freaking corny song. But it's something about it gets you going. It's fun. You listen to it. You turn it up. Same thing. Cherry Pie. Fun song. You put it on, everybody pretty much knows it. Everybody gets it. I mean, you get it. It's stupid, but it's fun. Stupid fun.
Stupid fun. So play a little bit just for those who may not know. Hey, Raph.
Raph, check it in. Yeah.
And hello. Just for those who may not know this song, which I doubt it, because even I knew it. Let's be real.
All right. So, yeah. James, let's go. I mean, it literally starts in. I mean, how do you not?
They don't waste any time.
Yeah. Here we go. Little, if you've never heard this, here we go. Wow! I mean, come on. This is. I don't have to say much. Every guy on earth knows exactly what's going on in this song. You know, if you've walked. Oh, I'm not even gonna go there. I'm not even gonna go there. I'm gonna bite my tongue and not go there. However, every guy in the world knows the song and, you know, what this song's associated with. And some of the places that you may have visited in life, when you walk in the door, it's like, hey, now coming to the stage. Now dancing on stage. Just saying.
Is now on the pole, like that type of thing.
Yeah, classic. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Now,
so much
coming,
dignity. Like how? Like
what now coming to the stage. Now coming to the stage.
Oh my
god! How about that? You scream, I scream, we all scream. See, you said that before. They have that lyric in the song. You scream, I scream, we all scream. I mean, it's such a stupid song, but it's so freaking good. I mean, come on. It's the ultimate, like I said, it's the ultimate food song. It really is.
I mean, it's the ultimate sexual song.
Food, Amanda. Come on. This is a semi-family show.
If we check the box that it's not for kids when we're uploading.
There's no E on our episodes.
No, not at all. Yeah. Wow, who thought?
Yeah, the song is accelerated to the top mostly because of the girl in the video. That's right, Bobby Brown. That video.
Oh, I feel like this is going to end up being a reaction video.
Oh, God, come on. It's actually a pretty simple video, too. It's just... Oh, everything about it is just ridiculous. It's absolutely... It's the antithesis of 80s pop metal. Everything about this song and about this video is culminated in this. Is encapsulated. Unfortunately, Warrant has got the title of basically bearing all of 80s metal pretty much into this song and video.
Okay. All right.
But man, it's made them a lot of money. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure of it. So Go ahead.
I don't want to take your rating away. Where do you rate Cherry Pie?
Where do you rate it?
I probably should rate it a little bit more. Maybe I should rate it a little bit less. But yeah. I'm going to nestle it in at just 4.0.
Just a 4.0.
I know. I just feel like, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. The show can only be watched in Australia late at night.
Who knew we had a late night show episode about food?
Well, in Australia, it is. It's very late night. Here we go. We're keeping Ian up again.
We're appropriate around the globe. Yeah. All right.
So
4.0.
You were going to say something, though. You were going to say, I can only give it a 4.0 because... Because
it just seems, I don't know, like it's so basic, I don't know. Like it would never be on my forever playlist, ever.
I wouldn't expect it to.
No, like would it be on yours?
I don't know.
I don't even feel like it would be on yours.
It's tough because it's like one of those songs you don't think about and then you hear it and you're like, oh, this song's so stupid good. so catchy.
It is
like,
catchy.
You're going to be, I'm going to tell you right now, 24 hours from now, you're going to be walking around going, she's my cherry pie. Cool. You're like, oh no, it's happening.
It's happening. I'll just try and anchor back down to the mango tree and maybe sing Christmas Tree if I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Or I like food. Food is good. I like food. Food is good.
That is so stupid and great. And look, it's making them money.
It is. It is.
Good for them. Good on them. Good
Okay, so yeah, I'll take your four
records. I
can only
do four. I'm sorry. Okay. Like,
all right, four records.
I can respect how iconic that song is.
It is iconic.
It's iconic.
It is iconic. So, all right, four records for Cherry Pie by Warrant from Amanda Sharp. Let the record show. Correct. All right, moving on to your very last song.
Last one.
Which is hilarious because this has just come up so much in our last few episodes.
Which, like, just, to be honest, is why I just had so much fun putting it on our list.
And what's hilarious, too, is we were rating other songs in our last few episodes. You were rating them as sandwiches, and we've done no sandwich ratings.
No sandwich ratings today.
But
we should have done sandwiches.
Yeah, but your final song to me is I Still Like Bologna by Alan Jackson. And we talked about the bologna thing. By the way.
We do still like bologna.
I'm just going to say, you made these great shirts because we did talk about it. We had a lot of Just Say No to Olive Loaf since we're talking about bologna. Because you were comparing, what song did you compare to be an olive loaf sandwich? I forgot.
Oh my goodness. I'll have to look back at our list. It was one of yours. Yes, it was.
Yeah, and you're like, this is like olive loaf sandwich.
Just say no. And I need to get me one of them shirts because you know it's going to be a conversation starter. Like, what
Like,
are you talking about?
What? How do you just say no? Anyway, so if you want to be so bold and say, just say no to Olive Loaf shirt, you can head over to Song Swap.
It's an initiative we're very passionate about in 2023 this year.
Right. Go to SongSwapShowdownMerch.com or just go to SongSwapShowdown.com and you can get it. And you can also get our other one, Coffee and the Carpenter's Perfect Blend shirts as well, too. Oh,
so good.
Which are also good.
And tell us what you want. You want to see something on the shirt, we will make it.
Yeah, so if you want, I like a bologna sandwich shirt instead of, it's not loading.
Just say no to olive loaves.
Yeah, just say no to olive loaf shirt or sweater. You know, you can get that.
That's so dumb, it's great.
So dumb. So, it's so fantastic. Anyway, so yeah, if you want. So, all right, so getting to the bologna sandwich song.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I was also like, I was trying so hard. Oh, yeah, thank you, Dave. He was saying, yeah, Olive Loaf was AC/DC's Thunderstruck, which I still can't believe that. Whatever. That's a different show. Go back and listen to that show where Amanda compares Thunderstruck to Olive Loaf sandwich.
That was a good show.
I also agree, Scott. Rubens are delicious.
Delish. Yeah.
My favorite sandwich is the Oreo.
Not wrong.
Not wrong. All right. So, yeah, there's been a lot of baloney talk recently. A lot of Bologna talk. And I was actually going to do, I was so tempted to put a Weird Al food song on here because there's so many Weird Al food songs. It's great. And of course, My Baloney is one of his bigger early hits as far as Weird Al goes. But this song was, the one thing about this song that kind of was like, it was just a minute too long. That's only, like, the lyrics were kind of funny. Like, I thought the lyrics were really funny.
Only a minute too long.
But it was like, it just kept going on. And I'm like, oh, this song was like a minute too long. That it's all, I mean, it was like, it just needed to be like edited because I'm like, this song could be really good. But why is it like, what is it, 4.5 minutes long? Let me get the track listing on this. Well, yeah, it's 4 minutes and 39 seconds of him singing about, you know, and I get it. He's kind of like, oh, I own a TV and a computer and a cell phone, but all I need is a simple, and I appreciate the metaphor of all I really need in life is just a bologna sandwich on white bread. Like, I just need to keep things simple. I like that message. I think it's funny. It's good. We've talked about this, like, you know, a bologna sandwich with American cheese, yellow American cheese on white bread.
Soft white bread.
Although I do like a little toast. I like a little, but I'm there. And I like mustard on it too, by the way. Sure, I'm mustard. Sure. Mustard versus, I think mustard and bologna. Well,
and are you eating a bologna sandwich if you don't do the mustard in a smiley face?
No, I don't know about that. But you better be making a smiley face on my bologna sandwich,
and you're going to give it to me.
I could taste that smile. I could taste it. You
makes
know
it
the
so
difference.
Much better.
I could tell. You didn't make this. You didn't make it with a smiley face.
You didn't make it with a smiley. Some people make things with love. No. I make things with smiles.
I demand a new bologna sandwich, and this time, you better put the smile on it.
And I'll know the difference.
Yeah.
For the Karens of bologna sandwiches.
See, Scott, I'm with you on the bologna needs to be fried if you're going to toast the bread. But I'm not talking about full toast. Sometimes I just need like a little, you know, like like if you put in a toaster on like two, like almost like it needs to be warmed up if we're talking about warming buns again. Like sometimes I need a little bit of warmth, you know, a little something. But I don't want the microwave makes it gross. Like,
I want it to stick to the roof of my mouth. Like, I want it that soft.
But I do enjoy like good old fashioned white bread with the smiley face and the mustard. So this song I enjoyed listening to because it brought me back to a lot of that stuff, and I love the message of it of just like, you know, you gotta enjoy. Like, I have all these great things, all these amazing things, but like honestly, the thing that like just let me bring it back to like a bologna. I just enjoy a bologna sandwich on white bread. I thought that was good. My biggest point of contention with the song is there's no reason for the song to be 4 minutes and 39 seconds. Not that it has to be like, I like food.
I think that's fair.
But I feel like a nice like 2.5 to 3 minutes would have been more acceptable to me. John Pica, I grill press my fried bologna sandwiches panini style. I've never done that, Johnny.
I am intrigued.
I've never done that. I've only done a fried bologna sandwich, you know? Dave, bologna Frito sandwiches are better. Bologna and Fritos. Wow. I've never done that combo. I've done potato chips. But not the Fritos. That's an interesting combo. I mean,
wonderful.
Never done Fritos on a bologna sandwich.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
I'm still hungry now.
I still like bologna. It would be better if it was as long as I like food. I didn't know Alan Jackson was Italian.
I don't get that.
Because bologna?
Bologna?
Yeah.
Bologna's Italian?
Bologna is like kind of like an Italian, like I think, town, village. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Italy. Sorry, our Italian fans. I know you guys listen to the show. They're like,
I'm canceled. They're like, get that girl off.
The three people that listen to our show. All right, let's listen to a little bit. This is very honky tonk to me, right? Is that appropriate?
Well and good, and I don't
embrace. This is super country. Super country.
Wouldn't want to go back.
Fiddles.
bologna.
I mean,
on white bread now and then. And the sound of a whippoorwill down a country road.
Simple things in life.
The grass between my toes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That sunset sinking low. And a good woman's love to hold me close.
See? Bologna sandwich and a good love of a woman to hold them close.
Food.
A good
and
woman's
love. That's all men need. Food and love.
See? And that's what all these songs are about today. Food and love.
Well, this sounded a little less R-rated. He's like just sitting next to me.
Sitting next to you.
Is that code for something else too? My whole life's been a lie.
It could be. You never know when it comes to guys. Everything is code, Amanda.
Alan Jackson. We need some clarity here.
Amanda. Everything with guys is code.
What? I can't.
Are you just learning this now? I feel like your whole world is just completely...
It has.
You realize guys only think about one thing.
This is you men.
One of them is food. And the other one is, you know, being with your partner. Or partners.
The good love of a woman sitting next to you.
Good love of somebody. So, John Pike, a fried bologna, then put it between a... I love how we're getting recipes now. So this is good.
We're all a right. Whole different level now. I love it.
Read this a little bit differently. Okay. John Pike saying, host of Back at the Cereal Box podcast, fry the bologna, then put it in between the bread and cheese and grill it like a grilling cheese. But instead of using butter in a bread, use mayonnaise. Have your mind blown. Hot
on
mayonnaise?
The outside? Or inside.
Wait, he said instead of using butter on the bread, so I would probably it's got to be I would normally do the outside.
Interesting. All right, so hot mayo.
I'm a little but
cheese and fried bologna.
You know what? I mean, I'm always willing to try something, Johnny. I'm always willing to try something. I mean, it kind of makes sense. It's still oil. I mean, you know, butter is.
Yeah, like I really like mayo. I really like mayonnaise.
But I say I normally don't do the mayo on the bologna sandwich because I do the mustard.
Yeah.
You know, because I like the mustard.
You know, I'm gonna yeah. Okay, yeah. He's
confirmed. So yes, on the outside. All right, so mayonnaise on the outside.
Okay. All right, okay.
Now, do you still put the mustard on the inside, Johnny, or do you just go with like...
Are you no mustarding it?
Are you no mustard? No mustard.
Okay, I mean, I could give it a go without mustard.
Now, does anybody ever do like bologna and ketchup? Like, if you did a fried bologna sandwich, right? Did you do ketchup with that too? Has anybody ever done that? I'm just asking, by the way.
I'm not afraid to admit if it's not a fried bologna sandwich, I've thrown some ketchup on there.
Yeah,
in my past.
Okay,
but if it's fried, I gotta have the mustard.
Hmm.
In my personal humble opinion.
With some pepper on the bread, mustard depends on my mood. All right, that's fair. That's fair. That's very fair.
Flexibility with the mustard, I like
yeah.
it.
I mean, listen, if you're watching this or listening to this afterwards, I may make this a poll, actually, on Spotify, because on Spotify you can do the poll. I think we're going to say, like, bologna sandwich, do you prefer fried or do you prefer, you know, soft bread? You know, or like, we may have to, like, put different recipes for how do you prefer your bologna sandwich?
These comments just kill me.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're...
Who's
got control of the show?
The food.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum here. Welcome to this week's recipe swap showdown.
We are all Martha Stewart now.
James is hungry. And then Scott, no bologna and ketchup. We're all grown ups now.
I feel that and I agree with you. I'm going to take that to heart. No more ketchup, Amanda.
No more catsup.
No more ketchup. But I put it like I put ketchup on my hot dog, and it's hot dog's basically bologna.
Yeah, but a lot of times on hot dogs too, I'll do like the ketchup and mustard combo with the relish. Like I like to go all the way sometimes. Like I'll put the onions and all that.
Yeah,
but
I get crazy with the hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think hot dogs are very, like, you can be very liberal with the hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can do a lot of different things, and it's very acceptable. I mean, sometimes it's just a traditional hot dog, mustard, boom, done.
Yeah, cookout hot dog.
But every now and then I like to get, you know, I like to load it up a little bit or, you know, switch up condiments a bit. So, I'm like that with hot dogs. And burgers, too, for the most part. But the bologna sandwich thing, I agree. I like, you don't want to overcomplicate the bologna sandwich.
Yeah, simplicity. Yeah.
I like a beer brat.
I like a brat. I do.
Dave, hot dog is just a bologna burrito. Woo! Coming. Wow.
This is so good.
So I had a feeling this is what was going to happen on today's show, that talking about songs about food. We've gone all over the place today. We've gone through recipes. We've gone through strip clubs. We've gone through, innuendos. This has been an amazing show today.
Yeah. We did mention the strip clubs.
We did. But onions and mustard on fried bologna is amazing.
Can't argue it wouldn't be.
I can't argue that. I can't. Johnny coming in with all the... See, this is the thing, too. I'm just going to make a point. I know Johnny is from the South, and I feel like people down South have got, they're definitely pushed things. I don't know. They always have great recipes. That's all I'm going to say.
They cook well.
And I know Johnny's from that, down in the South, so they always seem to have great, ways of, taking something and making it a little bit more interesting.
I can only put things together. Hence why I do smiley faces with my mustard.
Yeah.
It's all presentation.
Scott coming in with an audible. Try Russian or a Thousand Island dressing instead of mustard. That's an audible. Interesting. Wow. Never thought of that. Ever.
Digesting, computing. Okay.
Digesting, computing. Guess what? Amanda's family. All week, you guys are getting variations on bologna sandwiches.
Bologna, here we come.
As Amanda tries everything out. All right, so let's get back to the song. Where do I rate Alan Jackson?
Where do you rate that?
I still like bologna. So listen, I thought the song was fun. It's a DITTY song, Diddy. It has that, but it's fun. It's got that honky tonk sound and all that. I will say the song's a little long. It's a little long. Understood. And because of that, I have to take some points away.
Okay.
I have to deduct points. So, which is why I'm going to give it a 3.5, because if the song was a little bit shorter, I think it would play a little bit more. But honestly, by 2.5 minutes in, I got the message. It's a fun song. It's kind of overstayed its welcome a little bit. Like having too much bologna sandwiches. Mm. You can't eat a bologna sandwich. I'm saying it right now, especially as we're older, you can't eat a bologna sandwich every day. I'm just saying that. You're going to get sick of it.
I feel that in my soul.
Yeah. And I can't be doing fried bologna sandwiches every day and all that. But you got to enjoy it every now and then. And much like the song, I can enjoy it every now and then, but it overstays its welcome. It's too much bologna. Little too much bologna, if you ask me. Therefore, it's a 3.5.
Okay.
So, Your face has been red since the start of the show today.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
You just can't have enough bologna, or you can't have too much bologna.
You can't have too much bologna. You can have bologna. The point is that bologna is a simple sweet treat, especially as we get older, it's, in my opinion, right? Because it's not exactly healthy meat, right? I mean,
no.
You know, it's nothing. It's processed meat. So listen, you can't have a bologna sandwich every day. You can't have a fried bologna sandwich every day. There is such a thing as too much bologna. This song is a little too much bologna because of its length. Does that make sense?
Yes. It's, it's as if you would put three pieces on a bologna sandwich. It's just
Yes.
It's too much.
Yeah. Johnny says Thousand Island dressing. Oh my God, doing that today.
Great.
Scott, you just blew his mind away. And Scott going, horseradish is also an acceptable substitute.
I love me some horseradish.
Wow. This week's reaction videos will include reactions of songs while reacting to eating sandwiches. Yeah.
And I would not hate that.
Yeah. Man, we tapped into something. Maybe every episode needs to be about food. I don't know.
I welcome it.
Everybody's digging the food. All right.
We've got the breakdown is.
Yes.
Chris, you have 11.4 this week.
Uh-huh.
And I come in at 11.2. So, sir, Chris Baglio, your comeback starts today.
My comeback starts today. Of all the baloney talk. That's right.
You just needed a little food in your life.
Just need a little food. I think we need to hear this one more time, by the way.
So I still
laugh. I like food. Food ain't good. I like food. Food ain't good. Cheesy burger, cheesy fries. Until they ain't even got the size. Teenage girl, what type of food? Got my way or all they do. I like food. Food ain't good. I like food. Food ain't good. Drugs and dying back and eating. I like food. Food ain't good. I like food. Food ain't good.
There you go. I like food. Food is good. I mean, that sums it up.
We definitely had time for that clip.
We had time for that clip. So, all right. Whew, what an amazing song swap showdown today, everybody. What an amazing episode. You guys are the best. Thank you so much today. This has just been so much fun. Yes, this week, Chris kept Amanda's buns warm at 11.4. Man, the puns are just...
I love a good bun warmer.
You guys are on fire today. Absolutely on fire. So, well, this wraps up this week's version of Song Swap Showdown. But Amanda, the show's not over yet because... No, what do we do? Bring what time is it?
That Wheel of Themes.
Time to spin the wheel.
Let's do it.
If I can find it on the.
We can always pretend. Look, I got a pencil. I got
here
paper,
it is. It is. It was up here. The tab was up here, and then it went away.
We can spin the bottle. I got a bottle somewhere.
Oh, spin the bottle.
I never played that in my life.
Yeah. Okay.
Honest.
Although I can believe that when it comes to you. All right, it's time for
germs,
the cheese wheel.
Chris, germs.
Someone are the wheel. What is? Oh, someone ate the wheel. Oh. There we go. Yeah. Yeah, they did. They temporarily ate the wheel. All right.
Here we go.
Amanda, let's spin the wheel. What is next week's show theme going to be?
Let's see.
We are spinning the wheel.
Suspense. Spin the ketchup bottle, as Dave said.
And. Oh! On my way to work list. On my way to work playlist. Chosen, suggested by community member Tina Johnson. Tina's had quite a few recommendations lately.
She has.
This one. That is good.
Okay. And you know what? I'm already envisioning that your and I's playlist, as normal, is going to be extremely separate and different.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, I think we're going to have very different lists for sure. On my way to work list, I guess, break stuff isn't going to be going on there. So,
nope, yeah. Already done.
Yeah. Tina, literally, it's me every other week. It's fate. Tina, check it in. Yeah, Tina, they're on the list. I was telling everybody right now, just so anybody at home is like, why didn't mine get picked? The list is shuffled every single week. It is shuffled. And, it just is what it is. We have nothing to do with it. We spin the wheel, and wherever it lands. And this week, it's On My Way to Work playlist. That will be next week's show theme.
And listen, to get a new theme on this list is so easy. Just send them our way, and we add them. It's the easiest thing in the world. So, On My Way to Work song list.
Yeah.
I incidentally have a working through life playlist, but I don't have a on my way to work playlist. So it must get started.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I know you because there's times when we've talked about it. You're like, I'm driving to the office and this is playing. And I know you've posted videos of you with like driving to the office in this case. So you definitely have your songs that you listen to when you're making that drive. And I've seen videos of your drive and you have this like very peaceful drive through like, it always seems like it's the middle of nowhere, but like living in New Jersey, at least here, and Tina will know, and for all other, all my other friends here who have checked in who are in New Jersey.
You populated friends.
You don't get a lot of that scenery. Maybe a little more further like North Jersey, like North Jersey. You get more in that Sparta, Sussex area. You see a little bit more like nicer, spacious area. But you have like the Midwest... You have the Midwest drive. You have the drive that I would picture in the Midwest.
Absolutely. The other morning, there was a mama deer and her little baby, cornfields, soybeans, two blinking lights, and I'm at my store in the office. Like, it's a beautiful drive.
Beautiful drive. It always looks beautiful.
Very peaceful. It's just a very calming drive where if you were in traffic, the playlist probably would be different.
Yeah, so I imagine our playlist will be very, very different.
Yeah.
Considering we have different commutes and I think that will just show and it'll be a fun discussion.
Yeah.
Because you definitely have a much more chill commute to work when you go as opposed to around here where everything is just like dictated by what time of day it is. For sure. But, we'll save all this for our next episode. So make sure you guys tune in live next week if you can. Monday at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter, I believe. Yes, we were on Twitter today. I think we'll make go back to doing keeping doing Twitter. We used to do Twitter. But yeah, if you can join us live, great. If you can't, totally fine. You can always listen to the show on the audio version wherever you get podcasts. And of course, our live shows are always available on demand instantly on YouTube. So the minute this is over, it'll be up on YouTube and you'll be able to go back and you'll be able to watch it on demand. Check it out, where you can also see all other full episodes of the show, as well as highlights, music video reactions, all kinds of fun stuff always getting posted. So, which is why you want to make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube, so that way you get notified every single time we drop a new episode, and the little bell too. Hit the little bell, the bell ring and the subscribe button. Yeah. Ring the bell.
Ring the bell. Bell.
There you go.
Ring our bell.
That's right. That's right. So, all right, everyone. It shows. Tina, have a great week. Glad I had off the list. Well, we're glad you were able to listen to today, yes. Tina. Thank you so much. We love you. Yeah, thank you, everybody who hung in there, listened to the live show today. Everybody who commented, oh my gosh, everybody checking in today. This is just, I mean, it's Dave, Ian, Scott, Mark, John. I think I said Scott already.
Mark.
Man, Mark. Oh, geez.
Tina, with so many.
So many people checking in today. James checked in. Raf checking in. Like, it's just been awesome today. So you guys are great. Thank you so much. Thanks for making the show so much fun for us. And, you know, once again, we do this because we love doing it. And we're so happy to see everybody else loving the show and supporting. And, you know, if this is your first time or whatever, or you haven't done it yet, please hit that subscribe button or follow button wherever you're checking out the show. Also, please make sure, once again, you do that with your favorite creators. We have a lot of creators on in the chat today. So if you like what they're doing, please hit that follow or subscribe button, because it does make a big difference. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group, by the way, where Amanda was talking about, if you want to get, not only can put ideas on for the Wheel of Show themes, which you could do in our Facebook group, but we're also posting all kinds of stuff in there. And you can also put your suggestions for what songs we should have on our playlist and all kinds of other fun stuff. So join it. You can do that right now. Use the link in the show notes here, or use that QR code on the screen and it'll take you right there. So do that. Join our Facebook group, Song Swap Showdown Backstage group. We'd love to have you. Amanda, that's it. Any final words?
No, I'm starving. I'm starving.
Bologna sandwich for everybody.
Here I come.
Or tacos. Taco Bell on the way.
Talk about more bells.
You could ring the bell and send Amanda Taco Bell.
Taco about more bells. Get it?
If anybody wanted to be very nice and send Amanda some Taco Bell lunch, just look up Prest Rose Real Estate and send it right there. All right, everyone. Yeah, so, oh my God, it's great. All right, everyone, thank you all so much for hanging in there today. Before this becomes a two-hour show, we're gonna get out of here and start our day. So, all right, everyone, thank you. Love you guys. You guys are the best.
Bye.
Bye. To get notified every single time we drop a new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown, just hit that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, please use the email address in our show notes and we'll get right back to you. And last but not least, please feel free to follow us over on our social accounts on Instagram and TikTok at SongSwapShowdown, or join our ever-growing community in our Facebook group by using the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.